What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Wave vlog here on patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. It doesn't matter where you go, it's all the same Patreon nowadays. It's me, Greg Miller, live from the Kinda Funny studio. If you're an audio listener, don't bother going to the video. It's just me sitting against a brick wall. I'm outside of the studio because I was like, I'll record this, when I get to work. And then I had some VO work to do for a little project we're doing with some people that I can't talk about. And then I was like, well, I'm in the office now. I'm not going to go in the car and do it from the car. I was like, well, I can do it from, there's got to be some blank wall in the studio that I could go to, right? And I looked around, I was like, not really. And then Kevin's going to come over and he's going, what are you doing? You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't deal with that right now. So I just went outside. I'm out here in San Francisco in the lovely, lovely weather of San Francisco outside the studio, sitting on the sidewalk, having a great time. And so I also was like, man, what do I want to talk about? You know, I feel like I've talked a lot about the stress of the studio. I've talked about a lot how cool the studio is going to be. And then I was like, well, I've talked too much about the studio at that point. Maybe I shouldn't do another one about that. And I was like, well, you know, I could talk about some of the games I've been playing. No, that's all embargoed. Oh, I could talk about waiting for this review code. No, that's not good content to complain about. So I figured I'd come outside, and I went back to the well. Remember, on patreon.com/kindoffunny or kindoffunnygames, wherever you get this, you're free to write in with your questions on the Patreon posts. And then I have a little Google Doc where I toss your questions in there. And so I thought I would do one of those. So, hey Siri, set a 5.5 minute timer. She's on it. So I had to write it down. We have a printer coming from Brother Printers, who are the people who gave me the printer for home, but we don't have it yet. So I used my little Uncharted notebook and copied the question down this way. Dalton Tucker writes, and it says, How often do you have to deal with people noticing you in public? Similarly, what was it like when you started gaining traction as a personality? Great question, Dalton Tucker. First off, I don't like your phrasing one bit. How often do you have to deal? How do you fucking have to deal with people recognize? It's a, you know, one of my supreme honors in life that first off, any of you care enough about us, and me in particular, to, you know, follow Kinda Funny, to watch our videos, to support us on Patreon. So I assure you, it's fucking still dope as shit to be recognized in public. How often, though, is a great question, Dalton, and it's one that has a sliding answer, right? Where I would have told you in 2019, early 2020, right, if we were going out for the night, if we were going out for drinks and then a movie and dinner or something there, there was a pretty good shot I would get recognized by someone at some point. Just depending on how long you're out. It feels like every time we, and this makes sense, of course, right? Every time we go to a superhero movie, we go to a midnight showing, we're getting recognized there because those are our people, right? Those are big old nerds like us. And that's the thing, whereas, you know, I feel like we tend to, and me in particular, right? Like, you know, I do the same kind of stuff a lot. And so, yeah, I'm going to get recognized at a comic book store. Yeah, I'm going to get recognized at a game store or whatever like that when that's happening. However, the big change, of course, is the fact that now there's a global pandemic and we all started wearing masks. And so during COVID, it drastically dropped because you didn't see anybody. And there was one great one I'll never forget. Jenna and I were visiting some friends and we went out to get coffee and we had Porty. We were like in our hiking gear. Maybe we were on a hike. I forget which it was. But we were standing outside a coffee shop, as you do in pandemic times, waiting for someone to come in and, you know, give us our coffee or get our coffee. And I was sitting there, I was holding Porty. And this person who would turn out to be a Kinda Funny best friend walked towards us, and we're all masked up in an athletic wear too, and I use athletic wear lightly, right? Walked towards us and was like, oh hey, you know, the Porty was shaking, sorry, something's going on over here, I don't need to see what's going on. You gotta keep your guard up in San Francisco, you can't just come out and record vlogs and not pay attention to the world. And he was walking towards me, and Porty was in my arms, and Porty was shaking because this is, he was old, he wasn't like on death's door yet, but Porty just shakes and he shook all the time even before he was like on death's door. Anyways, I'm sitting there, so I'm still watching this thing over here. Porty shaking, the guy walks at me and he goes, oh man, like, dogs must be cold. And we're like, oh no, he shakes all the time, he's just old. And the guy was like, are you Greg? Are you Jen? Is that Portilla? And it was like this, like, all the bells rang because he heard my voice. And that happens a lot to me in terms of the recognition factor, where lots of times I have to open my mouth and I'll say something and people will stop and that or cue it in that way. And so it's awesome. It's fantastic. It happens a lot nowadays, and not nowadays, back in normal days before everything went super crazy, right? But it happens, and I love it, and I like it a lot, and it's really cool. I've had really cool experiences with it before. My favorite is, and this is before Up at Noon, so this is just IGN podcasting. This is just Beyond and stuff like that. And I went back to visit Poe, and we were going to go out to of his friends who had nothing to do with gaming. They did not understand it at all. They were, I think they must have been sociology majors if they knew Poe. Anyways, though, I met him for the first time. What do you do? Oh, I review video games and I do video game podcasts. Okay. On to the conversation. That was it. You know, we had a lovely time. They were lovely women. And we hung out, we're talking to them, yeah. And we went to a bar. And at the end, you know, the guy brings the check. And he hands it, and puts it on the table, like, I got it. I put my card in there, I pass it back to him. The guy comes back and hands me the tab. And I grab the tab, and he doesn't let go. And, like, I tugged on it. And finally, I looked up at him, and he goes, "Are you the Greg Miller?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Greg from IGN." And he goes, "I fucking knew it!" And screams at the bartender. And they came over, and they took photos, and they nerded out. And then they had me call, like, their best friend, who was an even bigger Greg fan, or Beyond fan, or whatever, IGN fan. And then, like, this goes on for, like, 30 minutes, me, like, meeting and greeting these two people and their friend on the phone. And I came back, and I sat down, and the girl next to me just goes, "So what do you do again?" And so it's an honor and a privilege, obviously, that anybody would give a shit to want to meet me, to want to be able to recognize me based on the fact that I just talk about games and the things I love and, you know, nerd out about Ghostbusters and Avengers all the time. So it happens a lot. And again, if you ever see me in real life, please come up and say, hey, like, it's an honor and a privilege to be part of your lives. Like, you know, we exist in a very sacred space with you, right? In terms of being there for your good days and your bad days and all the stuff you've heard me say a million times. And then, so what was it like when it was gaining traction? It was slow and glacial, and I don't think I knew it for a long time. Like, that's something you can't quantify, right? Like, I remember, you know, it used to be that me and Damon would go into the podcast room and we would do Game Scoop. We would go do whatever show it was, Beyond or whatever. And, you know, you'd come out and you'd be like, "That was great. You know, it'd be awesome if we could do that all day. Ha ha ha. All right, back to Damon writing news at the time, me reviewing PSP games or whatever it was." And, oh, hold on, the alarm's going off. There it is. And it would be like, "Yeah, that'd be rad, blah, blah." And, like, it was such a different time then, because we were firing podcasts off into the ether. Like, at the time, IGN didn't take podcasts seriously, so we had no metrics on how many people were listening. At the time, IGN articles didn't have comments. You'd post an article, and then you'd have to go paste it into the IGN boards, the link, for there to be any feedback on it. At the time, Twitter was not something that we were on, or did it exist necessarily. Like, we were more Facebooking at the time, and that wasn't really, like, blowing up. And so I remember, like, you know, the first waves of fans, right, who would, like, email us and be like, "I'm gonna be in San Francisco, hey, can I come get a drink?" Or, "Hey, can we go hang out?" And me and Damon would be like, "Yeah, sure." And we'd go out and get wasted with these fans and just hang out with the one person who's there for whatever they were doing. And, like, I remember those first PAXes where I would go there and I'm like, "All right, cool, I'm here to cover games, I'm here to, you know, play all these previews." And, you know, I'd walk the show floor and get stopped left and right, and people want photos and do this thing and blah blah. And it's when Damon and I would start doing, like, the meet and greets that IGN didn't pay for, where I'll never forget the San Diego Comic-Con one at Dick's Last Resort, where people came and I would have to grab them by the collar and be like, "Thank you so much for coming, that's amazing. IGN isn't paying for this. This is, you have to keep track of what you owe and you have to pay it. Otherwise, me and Damon pay for it and we don't have money, we are broke." And, like, I had a running piece of paper that had everybody's totals on it and what they did and stuff. So people, and everybody did, everybody paid, it was great. We had, like, you know, 50 kids there and they all paid and that was great. So it was like, I think of that so much as bootstrap stuff, and I think of that so much as why we're the way we are, like, kind of funny, and why, like, you know, best friends, obviously, I'm gonna make sure this guy doesn't hit my car. Best friends, of course, you know, stems from the relationship I had with the podcast listeners and the Up at Noon fans and IGN, right, where it was, like, you know, the old adage of, if you're watching this or listening to this, you know more about my life than, you know, my parents do, right, because I have a more serious conversation on a podcast about what I'm up to on a day-to-day basis than I do on the weekly phone call to my dad or whatever. And so, like, that's what informed it, and I think what built what we are, kind of funny, and just my mentality about all of this, like, you know what I mean, like, internet fame in quotes, I'd quote, but I'm holding up the microphone, the camera, internet fame in quotes, right, you know, that and $3 will get you a cup of coffee. Like, it's just, this is all fleeting, this could all go away tomorrow, you know, I'm just, all I can do is be authentic and hang out with y'all and talk about the things I love and don't love. And, you know, it's like, we make content and we do the produce stuff and the acting here and there or whatever, but, like, the majority of it is just talking, right? It's just us sharing shit that we would share with our best friends. And I'm just lucky enough to have thousands of best friends who want to consume the content and let me into their lives in a very specific way that I know when you guys meet us, it's often said of like, man, this is so crazy. I know everything about you, but you don't know anything about me. And I hope you, you've heard me say to you like, well, no, that's not true. Like, I know you love games and I know you're a good person. I know this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know how it all, I know the archetype. I know the person we draw in to be a Kind of Funny fan or a Greg fan or whatever you want to be. And so like, you know, gaining notoriety or whatever, I should do that.
Well, the question from Dalton actually was,
yeah, this is a nice Uncharted notebook, right? I forget if this came out of a collector's edition. No, it's from Loot Gaming. There it is. It's old as hell. It's got notes in here from a Judges Week about Far Cry 5. That was a while ago. Yeah. Dalton. Yeah. What was it like gaining traction? And so gaining traction stuff and, you know, getting bigger was great and cool and awesome. And it was nice to see, right? And, like, it was nice to see people recognize the work. The old adage I used to butcher and still do is that I think it was Dennis Miller, but it might have been somebody else who got Weekend Update at SNL. And so when he got the gig, somebody on the writing team was like, man, your life's about to change. And like, what do you mean? And he's like, everybody's gonna know who you are. And the response from Dennis Miller, whoever the host, was like, oh, well, I've been on SNL skits. I've done other things. And they're like, no, but your name wasn't there. Like, this is Weekend Update with Dennis Miller. Like, that's, people know who you are. And that was the same thing for me in Up at Noon, where Up at Noon was really the thing that took me to the next stratosphere, I think, where if you were an IGN reader, you read my reviews, but did you really understand that was Greg? Like, growing up, I was definitely the guy who read IGN and never read the byline. I was like, IGN gave it this. You don't think about Greg gave it this. And then if you were a hardcore fan, you're listening to Beyond, you're listening to GameScoop, you would know who I am from that. And that's really where you get this core ride or die. I'm sure many of you are ride or die people that found us through that and were going to be with us, you know, through thick and thin. But then Up at Noon was the one that you might not have any idea who I was before that show, but now I'm on the header of IGN and it says Up at Noon with Greg Miller, and you can't get away from the name Greg Miller. And I think that was really what took it to another level in terms of like what used to be the PAX experience of getting stopped every so often for a photo or a hey, I really like your work. That became like E3, where like E3, it's hard for me to move on the show floor. And I'm not saying this to be conceited, you know, or anything like that. Or again, this question is very navel gazing, I'm aware. But it's like, you know, I like to think I've always kept myself grounded about all this in what it is. Like I said earlier, like it's all fleeting. It could go away any second like that. But, you know, I know that, you know, there used to be the joke from Colin on content, right, of like, oh, Greg's got the biggest ego, which was a joke. But then also like when you guys would, not you guys, but the audience would say, it was like, oh man, that kind of like undercuts everything I'm going for here. Like I'm trying to make it clear that I don't have an ego, that I am still just some dude who plays video games and, you know, struggles to make ends meet and worries about bills and, you know, Portillo at the time and yada, yada, yada. But like, you know, I lead a blessed life. I live a blessed life. You know, that's what I always talk about of, you know, my dreams came true at 23. Everything I ever wanted in my life came true at 23. And so, you know, as that's changed and evolved over the years, like the dream today is to make sure that all their dreams come true. Everybody in there, you know, Blessing, Barrett, Kevin, Tim, like I, you know, what can we use the modicum of internet fame I have and I guess talent, you know what I mean? Cause that's a hard thing too, right? Like you all want to put yourselves down, I'm sure, when you say, oh, I'm not this good at that, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, you know, I watch my performance at a hosting an E3 or a, EA Play or whatever, or even being in a video game, right? And I'm like, oof, I do not think I am good at this, you know what I mean? But people keep giving me jobs for it, so I must be wrong about it. You just have to accept that, right? It all goes back to the old thing I've said a million times, which is fake it till you make it. Like, podcasting is not natural. The way you have a conversation on camera or on a microphone is not natural. So you need to make sure that you just power through that and go. And I've just been powering through for nearly 16 years now. And here we are, outside the building that fucking hypothetical abortions and PlayStation built. So a big day tomorrow. If you have no idea what the hypothetical abortion thing is, don't look it up. Ladies and gentlemen, well, I say a big day tomorrow. I guess it's actually 2 days from today, but people are going to start arriving tomorrow, which is ridiculous. I got a text from Cisco's manager who was like, hey, we need a couple more details for where we're going when we land tomorrow. And I was like, tomorrow? Oh my God, it's fucking happening. It's actually going down. So lots of excitement here. This was a long Greg way. Thank you for your support. Remember, less than 48 hours until we launch The Spare Bedroom. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We can't wait to show you what's inside. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.